Vinny Chernuski is a senior offensive lineman, goes both ways, and a defensive lineman. Vinny, I give you credit. What's a high school kid doing up on a Saturday morning at 7:30?
I mean, I wouldn't miss this for the world. It was a great opportunity, so I'm glad to be here with you.
Okay. See, it's all because of us. It's wow. all because of us. Vinny, thanks for joining us. And I want to ask you, you know, it's been the big story all week. Alex Papson, done for the season. Your 4,000-yard rusher with a broken or dislocated collarbone. Now, you guys come out last night, and really, I mean, you dominated them running the ball with a couple of different running backs. And I asked you this last night, but to ask you again, what did North Allegheny prove last night?
I mean, the biggest thing definitely was our offensive line knew coming into the game that the show was on us tonight. And we knew that we had to perform no matter who was behind us running the ball. And as long as we open up holes, the running backs are good enough that they should be able to get through them. And you can't replace Alex, but they did a pretty good job last night.
Well, the one common denominator, Vinny, when you have a successful running back, for the most part, unless you're Barry Sanders, you have a pretty good offensive line. And I think what we have seen now over the last night and near the end of that game last week in the second half against Woodland Hills is that, you know, not to take anything away from Alex Papson, but he has a pretty good offensive line to run behind. It's almost like now you guys are on center stage and shining brightly. Is that how you look at it?
Well, I mean, we try and go under the radar all year. You know, we don't expect to get any press coverage, and we don't expect to be in the papers and whatnot. We let that go to the Pappy and Booker and our wide receivers and all that. We just know we got to get in and do the job and take care of what we have at hand. And that was last night. It was moving State College, and even though all eyes were on us, we knew we still had to go out and perform. So I believe we still did a pretty good job of taking care of it.
Did the team have to be careful not to be overconfident in this matchup, even though you were without Alex? I mean, with what you guys did and really beat the bejeebers out of the same State College team in week one, did the coaching staff remind you guys not to look back, have a short memory, and don't think about what happened in week one?
Well, I mean, obviously, if there's one of eight teams last night left in Quad A in the state, and we were one of them, and they were one of them. And obviously, you don't get that far if you're not a good football team. So we knew going in that, you know, they got a lot better since the first time we played them. That was exactly 3 months ago to the day that we played them. And a lot of things can change in 3 months. I know they won. I think they won like six out of the last seven coming in the last night. So we knew they were hot. We knew they were dangerous. They switched around some stuff, and with their interior line, and we knew it wasn't going to be a cakewalk last night for sure. We knew we were going to come out and have to control the ball for four quarters to get the job done. Because I mean, it's just not that easy anymore in the state playoffs.
Okay, Vinny Chernuski, standout lineman of both offensively and defensively for North Allegheny, our guest here on the Rivertown Hotline on the Post-Gazette High School Show. Vinny, got to ask you, I saw last night after the game, and I love talking to you here because you tell it like it is. I like that. And
a well-spoken player.
Yes, a player. We like to get the lineman in here. But anyway, I saw Coach Walker have a big chain link, not a fence, but a big chain, and put it around. I didn't see the player he put around over his head after the game. What's up with that? What's the story with that?
That's our offensive, kind of our offensive, like, group thing. Each of the offensive guys, whether you're a starter or some of the backups, we each go in on Thursday night, and we go in the weight room and just sit down by ourselves with all the coaches. And Coach Walker just talks about, you know, going over the basics. It really comes down to moving the chains all night. And that's part of our chain game, we call it. And each of us gets that clip, and we put it – you put it on your jeans, you put it on a necklace and whatnot, and you wear it around school all day. And, you know, that shows that you're part of that chain gang. And it comes down to moving the chains And team that does that best will win the game.
So there's somebody that wears a chain around their neck all school?
No. We each get one of those chains.
Oh, okay.
One of the clips. And at the end, on Friday, after we do cadence call in the locker room, we come together and like we each put our clip back and make the big chain.
I see.
So it symbolizes that we all make up that chain gang.
I see. Okay. Vinny, you have about another 2 minutes here. We need to have some fun with you. Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Okay, we're ready to go. We do this every week. We ask the questions. We call it.
And now, here's Don and Mike with everything you don't need to know. It's time for another installment of Just Askin'.
We ask quick questions. Vinny, you give us the quick answers. You ready? Here we go.
All right. It
is 10:30 at night. Vinny Cherneski is hungry. He is eating what?
I'm eating bowls of cereal.
Which kind?
Captain Crunch is my favorite.
Nice.
Lucky Charms, Trix, all that kind of stuff.
Wow, he's a man after my own heart. All right, Vinny. What is your favorite snack food that you know is not healthy?
Favorite snack food? Probably, I actually like Starburst. Candy Starburst. I love Starburst.
That can't be too bad for you.
Well, that's
I don't think
candy.
It sticks to your teeth.
Candy?
Yeah.
Do you have another one, Mr. Rebel, or is it my turn?
I got one more, but you want to go last?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What is bigger, a 10-pound ham or North Allegheny Athletic Director Bob Bizzuto's hand?
Definitely the ham.
Definitely. Bob Bizzuto's hand is bigger?
Definitely. Every time I shake his hand, my hand just disappears.
All right. Last one. Vinny Cherneski is going on a date. Where is he taking his girl?
Taking her to Bettis's down by Heinz Field.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Keep it into the football. All right. Vinny Cherneski. Hey, bud, thanks for joining us. You were great. Excellent performance last night by you guys, and good luck. I know you got to go to films here this morning, and good luck next week in the semifinals.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.